This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. This interview is the final and third part in our three-part interview series we've conducted with HSBC Bank Canada over the last couple of weeks. By way of background, HSBC Bank Canada is a global bank that has been serving Canadians for more than 30 years, and they've done some incredible work improving representation and advancement of persons of Indigenous descent within its workforce. Through this series, we spoke directly with Jacques Laurent, the CFO of HSBC Bank Canada, as well as Megan Stewart, one of their Canadian Indigenous employees. We finish off this three-part series with a conversation including Bernard Gilbert, who is another one of their Canadian Indigenous employees, and he's also an associate project manager with HSBC Bank Canada. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Bernard. And maybe to start, you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, background-wise, you know, where you're from, what nation, that kind of thing.
Sure, not a problem. Thank you for having me today. My name is Bernard Gilbert. I was born in Kamloops, British Columbia. I was raised in Williams Lake in the Shuswap territory. That would be the Tsleil-Waututh Nation.
Wonderful. And maybe a little bit more about your educational background as well.
Sure. So I was considered a late bloomer in life, meaning that I didn't have the opportunity of graduating with my friends in high school. So I decided to do a lot of labor-intensive work and injuries leading to another injury, which made me decide to go back to get my adult basic education Dogwood diploma. So from there, I decided to achieve post-secondary education with obtaining a business certificate through the University College of the Cariboo in Williams Lake, British Columbia, which then I decided to ladder that into a business diploma. Upon achieving my diploma, I then decided to pursue an undergraduate degree in Bachelor of Business Administration, majored in marketing. So from there, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no idea where I was going to go.
Well, that's great, and it actually ties right into my next point. How did you find out about HSBC?
So in the transition from graduating in 2012, I wasn't too sure what I was going to do. So through a colleague that I met through Chinook, which is a network of Aboriginal business students within BC and Alberta, through that colleague, he mentioned about an internship opportunity that he encouraged me to apply for. So a meeting was set up with the head of diversity and inclusion and another person from HR, where one thing led to another, and next thing you know, I was offered an internship opportunity.
Well, that's great. So yes, please, if you could tell us a little bit more about that role as an intern and how it's led to where you are now.
So when I first started as an intern, I was placed in the change delivery department. With some of my previous work experience, I had a couple of short-term contracts which provided an insight on project management. So that is the career that I wanted to pursue. So it was a really good opportunity for myself to further explore the project management department, and it just made sense to be placed in the project management department within HSBC. So as an intern, I was given the basic skills on how things work within HSBC, as well as provide fundamental skills, which would help propel me into a full-time role.
Well, that's great. And I know, yeah, as mentioned, you are the associate project or one of the associate project managers now. So great to see that it's, you know, been a solid progression from, of course, just finding more out about HSBC to applying to getting the internship to, again, where you are now. And so on to our last couple of points here, and they're more career-oriented. What are some of the, you know, what's one of the career challenges you've faced, and how have you gone about addressing it?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Nick. But one of the challenges that I have had personally was believing in myself. This is something that I have grown up with, and it's just a matter of addressing that and how do I address it, because I'm not open to talking about it. But with my current resource manager, I find that support is offered from 360 degrees. It's awe-inspiring to be surrounded by people who are supportive. So my resource manager, as well as anyone in my department, is extremely supportive to see me succeed. So with that kind of support structure in place, it's great to see not only what I have achieved, but eager to see what I will be achieving.
That's incredible. You definitely touched a nerve there that I know a lot of people will be very in tune with, the self-identity, and of course, a lot of that is tied into self-esteem and just confidence issues as well for a lot of Aboriginal youth out there. So, you know, really it's incredible to actually hear a first-hand perspective of how, you know, not only can you work harder, you know, personally, but at the same time, find those teams, find those support systems, you know, they may even be with your employers as well, and they're going to help you succeed even more. And it's great to hear HSBC Bank Canada is really providing that environment. So, you know, our last couple of points here, Bernard, you know, what's next for you career-wise as well? And, you know, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
So starting as an intern, I was really interested in project management. So now as an associate, I'm getting heavily involved with some projects as well as programs. And with the skill set that I'm acquiring, I actually decided to pursue a project management certificate through Langara College. So not only am I working full-time, but I'm also a weekend student. You know, the whole cliche, learning does not stop. So I decided to achieve additional education, which will help me pursue my career. And so my plan is to be a full-fledged project manager within HSBC within 5 years.
Well, you know, when you have a solid goal in front of you, it makes it a lot easier to achieve those results. So again, thank you for the insights, Bernard. Much appreciated. Before we let you go, what advice do you have out there for other new grads, you know, whether they be Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal, and, you know, specifically for those people looking to explore new career options?
So in regards to advice, one thing that really stands out is don't be afraid of change. Step outside of your comfort zone. Try new things that will help round out your skill set. And learn as much as you can. There's no harm in learning additional information that you don't know.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Again, thank you so much for taking the time today, Bernard. And there you have it, listeners. That's Bernard Gilbert, Associate Project Manager for HSBC Bank Canada. And as per usual, you can find more information below and to make sure to stay in touch with HSBC Bank Canada as well. And, of course, you can actually go right to their link at www.hsbc.ca. Thank you for taking the time again, Bernard. Chimiigwech, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.